Recording in progress.
Hello, guys. Jim, Jerry, Derek, Max. How are you? Hello, Max. Max. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Jim, Jerry, Derek, can you hear me? Jim, Jerry, Derek. Okay, guys, can you please unmute your microphone so I can make sure that everything is all right so we can start the class? Okay, so we have Max here. We have Jim. Jim, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and now we have Derek, right? Can you hear me, Derek? Okay. Okay, guys. Now, what we're going to do today, I hope everyone is ready. We're going to do comics in English. We're going to have some fun looking at some pictures. And what we're going to do is trying to think. We're going to say what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're talking, okay? So before we start, I'm going to break some rules for you guys. Please try to speak loudly so I can hear you better. And don't be afraid of making mistakes. If you have a questions, please ask me anything. Now, if you hear me speaking too fast, tell me, teacher, you're speaking too fast. I don't understand. So I will try to speak slowly, okay? Now, let's get started with the basic. We're gonna have several pictures in front of us. Okay, we're gonna have several pictures in front of us, and what we need to do is to think, what are they talking about? Okay, so the first one says, Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at a bed and breakfast in Hualien. So it means that they are going to stay. They're going to stay in a room, okay, that can have a breakfast with them. Now, do you guys understand? Can you guys read this part? Max, can you read this? Can you read it? Hmm?
Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at the bed and breakfast in the audience.
Okay, that was really good. Jerry, can you read it?
Yes. Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at bed and breakfast in Holland.
Jim?
Yeah. Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at a bed and breakfast in Holland.
Okay, Derek?
Yes. Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at the bed and breakfast in Hualien.
Okay, that was really good. Okay, so it says, picture number one, they select a B&B that is suitable for them. Okay. Everybody understand? So what do you guys think they're talking? So this is Andrew and this is Juliet. So what is Andrew saying? What do you think Andrew is saying? Hmm? Guys, Derek, Jin, Jerry, Max, what do you think they're talking about? Maybe Andrew's saying, hey, Juliet. Look at these places. What do you think? Guys, are you reading?
This is so beautiful.
This place is so beautiful. Beautiful. And maybe he says, yes, I think. I think so too. What do you think, Jerry? Jerry?
Yeah.
What do you think? Jim, what do you think? Derek, do you think this is okay? Derek? Okay, let's try to continue. Guys, I need you guys to talk a little bit more, okay? Hey, Juliet, look at these places. Can you read with me? Hey, Juliet, look at these places. Jim, Jerry, Derek, Max, can you read?
Hey, Juliet, look at these places.
Jerry, Derek, Max, I like this place. This place is so beautiful.
Like this place. This place is so beautiful.
Yes, I think so too.
Yes, I think so too.
Okay, let's try to go for the next one. So in picture number two, it says that Andrew calls the BNV and makes a reservation. So what do you think they're talking about? What are they talking about? What are they talking about?
I want to book a room.
Okay, so Andrew says, I want to book a room, right? I want to book a room. Okay, and what does the clerk says? What does the owner says?
What date is it?
Sorry?
What date is it?
Like this? What date is it? Perhaps, maybe he's saying, hello. Can you give me your name and date of arrival? What do you think? What else? Something else? Jerry, Derek, Max, would you like to add something else?
My name is Andrew.
Okay, that's really good. My name. Andrew. Okay, we go for the next one. Okay, let's try to read all together. Max, Jerry, Jim. Let's go. I want to book a room.
I want to book a room.
Mm-hmm. Hello, can you give me your name and date of arrival?
Hello, can you give me your name and date of arrival?
Yes. My name is Andrew.
My name is Andrew.
Okay, so let's go for the next one. Now, picture number three. He says that they use an ATM to send a deposit to the BNB. So they're going to use the ATM to pay, to send some money, right? So what do you think they're saying? It seems that They have here a bank account number.
What is your account number?
So what is bank account number? Mm-hmm. What else? Mm-hmm. I have it right here in one hand. Or my left. Which hand is that? Right or left? Left. Eh? Wait. Okay. Now, what else can we add? What else you think they're saying? Maybe she said, please give it to me. Maybe. Or let's transfer the money to that account. What do you think? What do you think, Jerry? Hmm?
Okay.
Okay, let's read it together then. Go for the first one. Sorry, the first one here. What is the bank account number?
I have it right here in my left hand.
I have it right here in my left hand. Then let's transfer the money to that account.
Let's transfer the money to the account.
Okay. Now, let's go for the next part. Okay, picture number four. It says that on Saturday, the VMB owner picks them up at Hualien train station.
Hi, are you Andrew and Juliet?
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Hi, are you and Juliet? Mm-hmm. And what do you think they're saying?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that was really good. Yes, we are. What else do you think they might say? Maybe, nice meeting you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Something else? What else you think they might say? What do you think? Jerry, what do you think?
B&B owner can also have pick up.
Sorry, can you repeat it? Can you repeat?
B&B owner can also have pick up receive.
I cannot understand. Can you write it? You know how to write it? Gary? Hello? Okay, let's try to go move on for the next part. So he's saying, hi, are you Andrew and Juliet? Yes, we are. Nice to meet you. We're missing here. Question mark. Okay, let's go for the next part. Feature number five. Derek, can you read feature number five? Derek? Derek, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you read feature number five?
Okay. Here is your room key.
Okay, you go directly. Okay. Here is your room key. Okay. Something else? Jerry?
And we lock door at 12 o'clock.
We lock the doors at 12 o'clock. Okay. Good job, Derek. Jim, Jerry, Max, would you like to add something else? Guys, Jim, can you add something else? What do you think Andrew answered?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jerry? Jerry, would you like to add something else? What do you think they're saying about the place? You think Juliet likes the place? Okay, let's try to read it together. So first he says, here is your room key. Can you read, Jerry, Jim, Max? Here is your room key.
Here is your room key.
We lock the doors at 12 o'clock.
Lock the doors at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Let's go for the next one. Now, feature number 6. It says, in their room, they put their clothes in the dresser. Okay. What do you think they're saying? Max, what do you think they're saying?
We must put our clothes in the dishes.
Sorry?
We must put our classes in the freezer.
Can you repeat it again? Can you say it again, Max?
We must put our process in the freezer.
Okay, so we should put our stuff inside the dresser. Like this? Is this okay? Okay, and what does Andrew say? We have so many clothes. Is that correct? Okay. Now, so we have so many clothes. We should put our stuff inside the dresser. Okay. Let's go for the next one. So now it seems like they finished, so they went outside. Feature number 7. They walk around the town and admire the scenery. Okay, what do you think they're saying?
Take a picture of me.
Okay. Take a what?
Picture.
Okay, take a picture of me, right? And what does Andrew says?
Okay.
Okay. Smile. Smile and say cheese. Like this? Is that how you write cheese? Smile, say cheese, cheese. Okay. And then she said cheese. Okay. Someone else wants to add something? Jim, Jerry, Max, would you like to add something? No? Okay, let's go for the next one. The next one is picture number 8. The next morning, the owner makes them breakfast. Okay.
When did you buy these vegetables?
Who said that?
Juliet.
Okay. Where? Where did you buy this? What?
Vegetables.
Okay. Now, what does the owner says?
I bought them at the supermarket.
Sorry?
I bought them in supermarket.
Okay. I bought them. Supermarket. Okay. Something else? Someone wants to order? So someone wants to add a little bit more? Is it okay? Okay, then let's go. Where did you buy these vegetables? I bought them at the supermarket, right? Okay, let's go for the next one. This is picture number 9. Last picture. After breakfast, they check out of the B&B. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're saying?
Thanks, we had a good time.
Thank you. We had a good time. Okay, and what do you think he answered?
Come back soon.
Okay, please come back soon. Okay, that was really good. Please come back soon. Right? Okay. That was really good. So let's go for the next one. Now, what we're gonna do is we're going to find out how did the conversation go, okay? In the real conversation. So we knew that Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at a bed and breakfast in Hualien, right? So it says, how much is this one? Juliet asks, how much is this one? Andrew answers, it's 1,100 per night. Okay, we go to picture number 2. Okay, Max, can you please read picture number 2? Max?
Do you have an open room on Saturday, March 15th? Yes, one room is available.
Okay, good. Now, Derek, can you read this one?
What's the account number? Here you go.
Okay, that was really good. Okay, now, Jerry, can you read this, Jerry?
Hi, are you Juliet and Andrew? Let us.
Good job. Jim?
What time do you lock the front door at night? We lock the door at 11 o'clock, but we'll give you a key.
Okay, that's really good, right? Okay, next one, Max.
we just leave our clothes in the suitcase. Don't be so lazy.
Are you lazy? Okay. Next one, Derek.
Take a picture of me in front of the temple. Say cheese.
Okay. Jerry?
Where did you buy these vegetables? I always get them at a local market.
At a local market, right? Okay. Jim?
Thanks. We had a great time. Come back soon.
Okay, that was really good. Okay. Now, what we're going to have is a small vocabulary with phrases or sentences pattern. So let's go try first the vocabulary. Now, let's read it together, and then we're going to try to make a sentence with each one, okay? Select.
Select.
Everybody read. Select.
Select.
I like all of these hats, but I can't select a color.
I like all of these hats, but I can't select a color.
Okay. Max, can you do one sentence with the word select? Not same sentence, a different one.
Let me think.
Yes. Any sentence, it's okay. Don't need to be perfect.
I don't know which courses should I select.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay, let's go for the next one. Train station.
Train station.
Okay. Jerry, can you read this sentence?
We can get a taxi in front of the train station.
Okay. Derek, can you do a sentence with train station different from this one?
Okay. The train station is in front of my house.
Good. Really good. That's really good. Okay. Let's go for the next one. Dresser.
Dresser.
Dresser. Jim, can you read this sentence?
Gina folded her clothes and put them in her dresser.
Right. Yeah, Gina folded her clothes and put them in her dresser. Okay, Max, can see? No, Jerry, can you do a sentence with dresser?
We have to separate our dresser.
Again,
We have to separate our dressers.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We have to separate our dressers. Okay, now, Jim, let's go. Admire.
Admire.
Now, Max, can you read this sentence?
People admire John because he's so hardworking.
Okay. People admire John because he's so hardworking. Okay. Jim, can you do a sentence with admire?
I can admire the view for a long time.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah. Okay. I can admire the view for a long time. Okay, let's go with the next one. It says, be suitable for. That job is suitable for Maggie. Number two, make a reservation. That restaurant is popular. So we should make a reservation, right? Suitable and reservation. Now, let's try this one. Number one, Grace. What word you think is this? Grace.
Admire her new head.
Admire, right? Good. Number two, he suitable. He's suitable to select. Suitable. He's suitable. His team, he's suitable. He select team for the special task. He selected. This is like the past. Selected. Selected. Okay, number three. Lily loved the restaurant next to the
train station.
Number four, that skirt is suitable.
Or
for Sherry, right? Number five, I need to
make a reservation now.
Yes. Okay, guys, we're going to finish the class here. Everybody did a really good job. Max, Derek, Jerry, Jim, thank you so much. Don't forget to do the survey. And remember, my name is Teacher Rufo. Okay, guys, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.